Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
I really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Didn't really have much of a plan today. It is a Good Friday. I figured I'd play some good songs, maybe. Some good songs. The Ten Commandments in the background. Elmer Bernstein. Very exciting. It's a holy day. It is a holy day, everybody. Good Friday. A lot of people don't know what Good Friday is. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Good Friday. In the background is the Ten Commandments. The theme came out in 1957, big hit. People show it at Easter. Now I guess a lot of people showing Lord of the Rings at Easter, too. Maybe I'll play a little Lord of the Rings this hour, too. Who knows? Only got 50 minutes left. It's a short show. This season's short. I'm only doing hour shows. Occasionally I'll do a two-hour. Last week was a great show. A nice long show last week. Long show. Regular show. 2 hours. Anyway, WMFO in Medford. Ten Commandments are 10 words that are biblical principles relating to ethics and worship. Plays a fundamental role in Christianity. And this is the background. All right, it's time travel. Might as well go to 57 or back to year zero or whatever it is. AD 33? No, AD. No, wait a minute. AD. Yeah, AD is after death, right? So then 33 years later, he dies. And then And then he comes back. Comes back on Easter Sunday. Supposedly you're not supposed to say Happy Easter until it's actually Easter, until the resurrection. I don't know a whole lot about Christianity. Don't know much about history. Don't know much Christianity. Don't know much about science books, but I love a nice Easter bunny lint chocolate. And I do know that I love you. I love chocolate eggs. I love chocolate eggs. I like those peeps. You ever have a couple of peeps in your pocket? Just toss a couple of peeps in your pocket, bring them to school. And of course they get all sticky. People make these peeps houses now. They make like peeps, you know what I'm talking about, those little marshmallow bunnies that you get. They're like 13 cents. It's like the only thing that's under $5 at the grocery store now. Some peeps. Get a little Dr. Pepper peep. And people make things in the libraries with these. They make like dioramas. They'll make like a bunch of different peeps and have them, you know, like pumping gas together or, you know, out in the farm or, you know, air jet. All kinds of neat things. Go out to your local library and check out the Peep Show. Yeah, it's the Peep Show. Peeps with an S. Not to be confused with the old Peep Show. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. It's Chris Earle once again here on Time Travel 2.0. WMFO Medford. It's 2.0. Why? Because we only get an hour. So I have to pack twice as much fun in 1 hour. And this is what you get. This is what you get. The Ten Commandments. Elmer Bernstein. Can't have more of a sweeping theme. I used to do a show called Watch This. And we picked one of these 1 week. I talked about the movie and the soundtrack and some fun little tidbits of trivia. Who starred in it, Charlton Heston, things like that. I missed that show. Great show. Watch This with Chris Earle. Most of my shows are with Chris Earle. And everybody's like, well, why is it with Chris Earle? Because I'm Chris Earle. That's why. Jeez. You know? Has nothing to do with saying it a million times. That's me. You know? What are you going to call it? Time travel with that guy? Time travel with that man. Usually when somebody doesn't like somebody, they call him that man. I remember when I was at UMass, I had a friend out there, and he kind of stunk. We gave him like some bottles of deodorant, just kind of left them there for him. And one of the bottles was called that man. So when he walked by, we're like, oh my God, there goes that man. And we'd waft our nose. We'd waft our nose at him. That's what we did in those days. We were bullies, I guess. But he stunk. He stunk to high heaven. It was like a dead skunk out there at UMass up in Orchard Hill 426. Oh, my God. And then I had one roommate. He didn't have any sense of smell. So that guy could just... He stunk all the time. He didn't care. But he's a good guy. So I let it slide. Ten Commandments. One of the commandments, thou shalt not eat after midnight. That's one of the commandments. If you're a gremlin, I guess. Anyway, Ten Commandments, what else should we do? Oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do the Black Crowes. It's the one song that's about Good Friday. It's called Good Friday. Here you go. It's WMFO in Medford. I'll be right back in case you were wondering, silly. Temporary, then it's gone. I thought
it is I can't say. And Saturday is no good. We got a show. So it has to be Good Friday. Then it's so long.
Guaranteed, it's the only Good Friday radio show in 2024. It's Chris Earle's Time Travel 2.0. Here with you until 7. Jesus Christ, from here. It's Good Morning Starshine here on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle and Elvis Presley. Here he is.
Trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Just help me get to Houston town. Have people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you were born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. You mean Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, cause then the poor boy's on the line. We're working on the T-bone steak, all the carny flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on.
I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere. When I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush, I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner swimming in the stew. Jesus, he's everywhere. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. Jesus laying down by me. Ooh. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. And Jesus came into me. Jesus by the riverbed. Jesus laid down by me. Ooh. Jesus by the riverbed. That Jesus came into me. Now I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere.
Reach out and touch faith. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Reach out and touch faith.
It's Good Friday.
Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Believer, believer. Takes a confess, put me to the things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Forgiver, forgiver. Your own personal Jesus. faith.
WMFO Medford.
Jesus wrote a blank check, one I haven't cashed quite yet. I hope I got a little more time. I hope it's not the end of the line. Yeah, Jesus wrote a blank check. Oh, one I haven't cashed yet. All right. Well, if I had to choose a number, I'd want it to be number one. Saw me dying, will angels come a flying down? I hope I got a little more time. I hope somebody lends me a dime. Now Jesus wrote a blank check. I wanna have cash yet. Oh, still I build my towers high. I watch them pierce the blue, blue sky. Still I wallow in the mire. Still I burn this earthen fire. Still I build my towers high. I watch them pierce the blue, blue sky. Still I wallow in the mire. Still I burn this earthen fire. 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 Oh, still I burn this earthen fire. Still I burn this earthen fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire.
Yeah, there's a little cake. A little cake on your Good Friday. And here's a little Genesis. Jesus, he knows me. But does he really? WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Good Friday. You still at work? Leave.
Did you see the face on the TV screen? Coming at you every Sunday. See the face on the billboard? Well, that man is me. On the cover of a magazine. There's no question why I'm smiling. You buy a piece of paradise. You buy a piece of me. I'll get you everything. You everything you need. You don't need to believe in hereafter. Just believe in me. Cause Jesus, he knows me, and he knows I'm right. I've been talking to Jesus all my life. Oh yes, he knows me, and he knows I'm right. And he's been telling me everything is alright. I believe in the family. Would I ever love a
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It is Good Friday. And I'm going to play that for you in a moment. I'm going to play some Eurythmics coming up here. So what else is going on, everybody? It's Easter. Louis Gossett Jr. died. He was great. He's 87 years old. He was an actor. And he was in Office and a Gentleman. He was in Watchmen. He's been in all kinds of stuff over the years. Check him out. He was just recently in The Color Purple, I believe, out on Broadway, I want to say. But, yeah, great guy, and was the first black gentleman to win the Best Supporting Oscar, if you care about those things like I do. Anyway, time travel here with you until 7 p.m. We've got 22 minutes left. It's a big weekend for Christians. You know, anybody who celebrates Christianity, Good Friday is a big one, and Easter is a big one. And I always enjoy Easter. It's usually the beginning of spring, too. We had the beginning of spring 10 days ago, and it's still taking its time. But, you know, I'm glad the snow has gone away, and I'm looking forward to the spring. I've been walking, and I'm going to enjoy walking a little bit more. Spring weather is nice. It's, you know, you don't have to put too much on. You know, I've been wearing, like, you know, too many feathers when I'm going out walking, you know. You got to be putting on too many feathers, too many scarves, too many hats. I want to put on like a, you know, something little, you know, like a shawl and maybe a thong, a bikini, something like that. Something to get me noticed, you know, in my spring colors. Why not, right? You can do whatever you want now. I'm 52. I got to reinvent myself, you know. Maybe I'll transition. Maybe I'll become a woman over the weekend. It'll be a rebirth for Chris Earle. A rebirth of the flesh, maybe. A rebirth of the flesh. Oh, actually, here's Prince. Rebirth of the Flesh. Good tune.
We are here! Where are you? Everybody jam to the new boogie cool!
That's Rebirth of the Flesh by Prince. Great tune. Diamonds and Pearls came out, the deluxe version of that, and they're doing a great job there over at Prince.com, redoing all these old albums and putting new songs on there. Not a lot of great, great new tracks, but still good. If you're a Prince fan, it's worth checking out. And I actually got mine from the library, so I didn't have to pay like $200 for it. Like, all of a sudden, all these box sets are coming out. It's like, hey, do you want to hear the Eagles Hotel California in on 9 different CDs with a Blu-ray and a HD and a VHS tagged along with it with a little star on it that says I'm Joe Walsh? That'll be $395. Everything costs so much now. It's insane. I don't know what to do. It's like as soon as you kind of get ahead, you're screwed. It's just like, hey, I'm going to get some gas. Oh, no, that'll be $79.95. Oh, I'm going to go. I noticed like in the grocery store, the only thing that's under like $5 now is like friggin' cookies. Like those little old cookies you can get and throw in your lunchbox. Like anything that's for a kid is pretty much in the lunch pail. You know, that's under $5. Everything else is at least $20. That's just the way it is now. It's like, hey, I'm going to get a pre-made salad. What's that going to be? It used to be like $2. Now it's like $7. Come on. It's lettuce. For God's sake, you're killing me. You're killing me. On his birthday? Actually, that would be Christmas, wouldn't it? Anyway, it's Good Friday. This is pretty good so far. So I'm playing good songs. Songs with good in the title. Songs about Jesus. And maybe some songs about fruit. Maybe not some songs about fruit. You son of a gun. You son of a gun. All right. Well, I guess I'll just chat a little longer while I come up with another good idea. I was going to play some low-hanging fruit for you, and I had that nice little transition there. That was pretty good. I'll go back to the Eurythmics. It's the Eurythmics song about saving the world. Good enough. Here you go. It's a good song. You like it. Trust me. If there was more trust with Chris Earl, everybody would be happier. I completely agree.
Finds you like a bone that's been left ticking.
This is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It's Time Travel 2.0. It is Good Friday. It is Easter weekend. All kinds of things going on, as usual. As usual, it is the end of March. I've had a good 3 months so far. March is not over yet, but so far 2024 has been pretty good. I don't want to spoil it, but it's been pretty good for me so far, and I'm going to keep on going. A matter of fact, why don't we do a little dance here in the studio? Why not? I'm going to stand, and I'm going to do this one. It's a great one from National Lampoon's Animal House. It's the Shamalama Ding Dong. Here we go.
Feels so good to be back here at the Destillate Club. We like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
That is why you are my sugar diddy doop. Anyway, I don't know, it's the end of March. And like a lion, out like a lamb. Now, they also say that about sex. All right, time travel will be back next week. Because I only got like 6 minutes left and I want to play a banger from Leonard Cohen. I was going to play Hallelujah, I was going to keep with the Jesus and the Good Friday theme. But no, we need a banger, man. We need a banger. And this is it. First, we take Manhattan. Now I feel like I spoiled it. Ah, who cares? See you next week, everybody. Good night, time travelers. Don't be a stranger. Don't ever pussyfoot and beware of those who do. Good night.
Coming now. I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. You're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
town.